Day 22, a fourth week. RTE bosses and board members are at the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee again today on the last day of the current Dáil term, taking questions on the failure of RTE to tell the truth about Ryan Tubridy's pay over 6 years, €345,000 more than RTE said he was since 2017. The committee was told that the latest invoice to pay RTE's highest paid presenter has not been paid. Ryan Tubridy has been off Radio 1 for over 3 weeks. It still hasn't been established who made the decision not to tell the Oireachtas and the public the truth about its actual pay earlier this year and in 2021, or why those decisions were made. A number of reviews ordered by RTE are ongoing. Two separate government inquiries have been ordered. A government-appointed forensic auditor has been sent in too. Today's hearings are being broadcast live on the RTE News Channel. We'll bring you highlights, analysis and possibly cross live to the Houses of the Oireachtas during today's programme. In his opening statement, RTE's Director General Kevin Backhurst said the non-disclosure of payments has created one of the most shameful and damaging episodes in the organisation's history. Mr. Backhurst said he had instructed all divisions in RTE to give the fullest cooperation possible with ongoing investigations and committee queries.
Irrespective of what those investigations ultimately conclude, a number of things are beyond dispute. RTE should not be brokering or facilitating commercial arrangements with its contractors. The level of fees in contracts of this nature are too high. We should have cooperated with greater transparency and should have applied much higher standards of honesty and integrity in terms of our public statements. The public were misled, as were you as public representatives. That's completely unacceptable. I want to assure you that lessons have already been learned and actions are already being taken.
RTE's interim Deputy Director General, Adrian Lynch, responded to a number of issues raised by Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly earlier this week, much of it relating to underwriting a commercial agreement with Renault.
Firstly, regarding the email that was sent by the former CFO of RTE to NK Management on 20th February 2020, RTE does not accept that a contractual commitment was given to underwrite the commercial agreement in this email. Secondly, regarding the proposal to underwrite Mr. Tubridy's payments, RTE again states that the request was known within RTE. However, the commitment to do so was not widely known. RTE's position is that, until the verbal commitment was given by the former Director General during the call of the 7th of May 2020, it had not agreed to underwrite the €75,000 payment per contract year. Thirdly, in relation to some of the commentary made here on Tuesday last, RTE must clarify that the proposal to underwrite these payments was central to the contractual negotiations between RTE and Mr. Tubridy. We believe that the substantive contract would not have been signed without the additional commercial agreement or the underwriting. Moreover, we contend that the payments of €75,000 per year for year 2 and 3 of the commercial contract were pursued by NK Management, despite it knowing that the Renault contract was no longer in place. Those issues addressed, it is crucial that the newly constituted interim leadership team, under the leadership of the newly appointed Director General Kevin Backhurst, is fully focused on understanding how failures in culture, transparency and governance allowed these circumstances to come about, including by participating in the government's announced reviews and responding to the requests and queries of this committee.
Adrian Lynch also said there will be changes to the controversial barter account.
One aspect that has garnered attention here and in the media is the barter account. The barter account is a useful commercial trading tool. It generates income that is reinvested back into public service media. It will continue to do this, but purchases by RTE against the account have already ceased in April and will no longer return. Surpluses from the account will simply be cashed out and returned to group revenue and reinvested. Where client representation is required, this will be from a separate budget line to be agreed with central finance oversight.
Kevin Backhurst said there is probably no legal requirement for Ryan Tubridy to repay the €150,000 which RTE paid through the barter account, but he said that he will look to recoup it. He was also asked by Fine Gael's Colin Burke about whether RTE and the taxpayer are still paying Ryan Tubridy's salary.
We're currently in discussions, well, we were in discussions, we have to be in continued discussions with Mr. Tubridy's agent about that, because clearly he's not doing his TV programme anymore. He should be available for radio, so we have not settled on exactly what he should be being paid at the moment, but we'll be paying him the appropriate amount once we've finished.
Are you saying that there is no salary being currently paid?
As of this week, no. No, because we need to agree what that level of that is.
But it's as and from this week only?
As I understand it, the latest invoice came in this week, and my advice is we need to decide exactly what we're paying him, because he's not doing his past duties anymore. So that's currently a process going on.
Labour TD Alan Kelly also raised a tweet yesterday from RTE presenter Dave Fanning, who referred to the Oireachtas hearings as a nonsensical Oireachtas Nuremberg trial.
One thing I want to get off my chest here. An RTE presenter last night, who actually is represented by Noel Kelly, once said, you know, to take your minds off us, the public, this nonsensical Oireachtas Nuremberg trial. I'm going to play you some Rory Gallagher. I love Rory Gallagher, he's my favourite artist. Absolutely. I met him when I was young. Amazing. And that his music would take my mind off a lot of things. How is that appropriate? A person who's been paid by the taxpayer, granted through an agent, on RTE, saying effectively what the Public Accounts Committee are doing here, because it was from the other day, is to take your minds off a nonsensical Oireachtas Nuremberg trial.
Look, I don't know the context of it.
Well, he put it up and tweeted it and it's gone down.
Yeah, I don't know the context of it. All I would say is that is not appropriate from my point of view, that is a view from an RTE employee or contractor, because the work of this committee has been incredibly important in trying to cleanse this.
In the past hour, Dave Fanning has apologised for his comments. The presenter said he wanted to apologise unreservedly to the Oireachtas Committee for my ill-judged comment regarding this week's hearings. There was no intention to trivialise the proceedings. Back at the committee, Kevin Backhurst was also asked to comment on Ryan Tubridy's statement that 7 untruths have been told about him and the RTE payments.
The evidence has been contradictory. I can't see how some of the people involved in who's been appearance in the two committees can work together again. I just can't see it. In real life. Right? So Mr. Tubridy said there were 7 mistruths. Do you accept his evidence that there were 7 mistruths?
I might turn to...
No, I'm asking you.
You're asking me? No, I don't.
You don't accept what he said?
That's Kevin Backhurst taking questions from Alan Kelly at the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee. The committee is continuing to hear evidence. It's being broadcast live on the RTE News Channel. At the moment, RTE chiefs are taking questions from Catherine Murphy, TD.